Protecting dollars spent in the classroom should be our first priority. That, according to ISD 166 school board member Terry Collins. He further said that teacher reductions, class size increases, and a narrower curriculum may be inevitable, but should be done as a last resort. Collins' statements were made in writing to the school board in his absence from a working session held Monday afternoon. The board continues to meet in an attempt to deal with what could easily be a recurring deficit and a decreased enrollment toward 400 students. Collins urged, and the board largely agreed, their goal should be reductions in the administration and support staff budget to $400,000 before they look at teachers and curriculum. That would mean reductions of about $150,000 to admin. Collins spoke to the board by speakerphone.
My thinking is we need to make major change in administrative expenses because it's clear we're going to have to make changes in expenses throughout the organization. And I think to do that first in a meaningful and visible way is responsible. If we're asking everybody to make changes and cuts as we go along, and I think it lets us protect classrooms from cuts as much as it's possible to do so.
Board member Deb White agreed the reductions need to be made, but she argued for a little more time before the board takes action.
First, whatever changes we make, I would like that to be to last, that we're not going to have to make changes again in another 2 years or 3 years, that we do something, it's going to be significant and hopefully it'll hold for a while. But two, I really believe like it's running really fast and I would like to have more input from our education community here inside the school. And yes, there's not going to be complete agreement about everything, but I believe that we need to have just a lot more discussion with a lot more of the stakeholders.
At Monday's work session, the board had 7 cost-saving proposals before them and in the end reduced the number to 5. The 2 options that come closest to meeting a goal of $150,000 in savings would either reduce the superintendent position to half-time, adding additional duties to the principal, or merging the superintendent and principal positions into one. In addition, changes in responsibility would be made in the counselor and dean positions, as well as some office and support staff roles. The board will meet again on Monday, April 18th. For a work session to attempt narrowing the field of options before further discussing reductions at their April 19th regular board meeting. The goal is for the board to come up with the desired reductions by their May meeting. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.